Well, we've been spending a lot of time this morning talking about the election results. Now we're going to analyze them with our Maine Public senior political correspondent, Mal Leary, who is up late and is, well, back up probably pretty early, all things considered. Mal, good morning to you.
Morning to you, Irwin.
All right. So, any patterns as a result of what you're seeing from the election results last night?
Well, I think it's clear that here in Maine, there was a repudiation of some of the policies that we've seen from Governor LePage over the last 8 years. When you have the Democrats getting the governorship, the state Senate, and the House of Representatives, that's a trifecta. That's pretty good. That's a repeat of what he did in 2010 when he was first elected governor and came in with a Republican legislature. It puts a lot of pressure on the Democrats because they need to deliver now over the next 2 years if they want to stay in power. And that's going to be really focused on Janet Mills as the governor, because the Democrats will be looking to her to lead on what it is for policies that she puts first and tries to get adopted in this first session.
Okay, how significant is it that she'll be the first female chief executive for the state?
Well, I think that's obviously symbolic, but what's more important here is it gives the Democrats, with the margins they have in the House and Senate, the ability to pass legislation that will be signed by the governor instead of being blocked by a veto. And that goes a long way towards implementing the policies that the Democrats want to implement. The question is, and I've seen this before with previous Democratic governors and Democratic legislatures, that sometimes it's as difficult for a Democratic governor to work with their members of their own party as it is to work with Republicans.
All right. Independent Senator Angus King, 1st District Representative Shelley Pingree, both won yesterday. No big surprises there. But the 2nd District, 46% apiece at the moment for Jared Golden and Congressman Poliquin. What's going to happen next there?
Well, the votes are continuing to be counted. And when they're finally all counted, it's very likely that no one's going to have 50% plus one that they need to avoid ranked choice voting. So ranked choice voting will kick in and will be used to determine the winner. Then, and according to Secretary of State Matt Dunlap, because he and I talked about this scenario last Friday, there could be a recount request after we go through the ranked choice voting process, because Maine has a separate law dealing with recounts, and we could end up clearly within the margin of the 1.5% that allows someone to ask for a recount without having to put money up. So all of this is going to be in play for the next couple of days as we wait for the official results to be known under ranked choice voting by the Secretary of State. And once he determines that, then we're going to start going forward with either implementing ranked choice voting, or we could have court challenges. There's all sorts of possibilities when you look at what's going on in the 2nd District, where right now I'm looking at a computer printout that shows that right now Jared Golden has a lead of like 600 votes out of, you know, more than 225,000 that have been cast in the 2nd District.
Amazing. What does that mean for the future of ranked choice voting?
Well, that's a good question, because the Democrats will have control of the legislature. The governor-elect, Janet Mills, says she will propose a constitutional amendment. But a constitutional amendment takes a two-thirds vote of both the House and Senate to go to the voters for their approval. And there's been strong Republican opposition in both chambers in the past to ranked choice voting. And I'm not sure they will get enough votes to send it out to the voters to decide. So we could end up with this mixed system of voting going forward, where ranked choice voting applies to some races, but not to the governor or to, by the way, sheriffs, because both of those are spelled out in the Constitution as being elected by a plurality.
All right. Let's talk about the legislature now. It looks like Democrats may have strengthened their hands in both of those chambers.
It looks like right now that they've taken control of the Senate with 19 seats. The House, the House Democrats believe they have 80 seats, which gives them a solid majority of the 151. One of the problems we have is a lot of these legislative races, even now, still have several precincts to be counted. So we're not sure about the actual numbers yet in the House, but the Democrats are sure that they have 80 seats right now, which gives them control and the ability to organize the House of Representatives as the majority party.
And what's that going to mean for Governor-elect Mills' agenda?
Well, that's what we're going to have to see. As I mentioned, sometimes in the past, under both Governor Brennan and Governor Baldacci, you saw when he had some trouble, both of them had trouble working with some of the Democrats in their party, let alone the Republicans. I think the bottom line here is there's still going to have to be considerable reaching across the aisle by the governor, Governor-elect Janet Mills, with the Republicans. Because, for example, traditionally a budget takes a two-thirds vote to go through, and that means picking up Republican votes. So there's going to have to be working with the Republicans. Yeah. Now, some issues of importance, like Medicaid expansion, could be done by a simple majority. The Democrats appear to have the votes and can pass that if they can't pick up enough Republican votes for an emergency bill once the governor is sworn in the second day of January. And that's when Janet Mills will be sworn in as our new governor.
All right. Mal, thanks very much.
Thank you, Erwin.
Maine Public Radio's Mal Leary joining us this morning live from Augusta.